need a vacation, whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day.
Kane taking the day off. I'm Libby Collins along with Rose Gray. And Rose, it is a great day to plan some travel. And I know if you want to talk with Rose, you can get through on the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. And this is really kind of exciting, Rose, because not only do I like to travel, but I really love deals. And if I can go someplace and if I see it's a great deal, I'm all in. And you've got some deals to tell us about.
I do. And actually, I referenced it last week very briefly. And then we did get some inquiries about, can you tell us more about what Rose meant when she mentioned the pre and post nights when you book an Avalon or Globus trip? And so, I love answering questions and texts and talking all things travel. So I don't really want to have this turn into a great big, let's talk about these deals. Because Libby, you've been in this business longer than I. You know what happens. The listener only hears part of it and then doesn't know what the deal is and all of that. So I have a better way to get this information to our listeners. And that is a simple word, deal, to the talk and text line. So 855-616-1620, the word deal. We've tried this in the past, and we've had a couple of glitches because people were getting autocorrect on some of the words that we were having them text. So I tried it this morning at 6:30. It works. Deal. It is not case sensitive. It is not, it doesn't have to be a capital at the beginning or anything. The word deal. D as in David, E-A-L, and you will be able to, for the first thing you're going to see is discover your next bucket list adventure, but you scroll and you will see the deal of the week. And just to get a little more clarity here, it clearly states one complimentary pre or post-night cruise or a $300 per couple savings. What that means is if you are going on an Avalon Waterways trip, and you want to do a pre or post night. Now you're saying to yourself, Rose, I don't even know what that means. Or Rose, why would I do that? A lot of people love to go into the departure city of the cruise that we're going to be doing or they're going to be doing because they feel more confident that they're going to get to the ship in time, that they're not trusting the airlines to get them there on the day of departure, or the city has such appeal that they want to learn more about that city, and we're only going to stay there for a short time and then sail off. Or the city we're ending up in, hence post-cruise, is so intriguing to them that they want to stay longer. So if a pre- or a post-night is not available, they will give you a savings of $300 on your trip. Now, again, let's think in terms of four-star hotels that Globus family of brands is using, and they're going to put you there. So it's not a $99 Holiday Inn. It's a very nice hotel. And if for some reason the hotel they would be offering isn't available, they'll give you that savings off of the cruise.
And what cities are we talking about where this would be available, as examples?
So my initial reaction to this deal was, oh my gosh, if I was going to start sailing from Budapest, I would welcome the opportunity to have a free night stay in Budapest before we left. Or Prague is another example. Or Amsterdam is another example. Or Basel, Switzerland is another example. So those are just a few that come to mind of where would you want to do take advantage of that pre- or post-night cruise, post-night stay.
And you know what? When you stay in a place, that extra day, explain why that's important, either right before or right after a cruise.
Well, the beginning of the trip is certainly you're going to experience some jet lag if you're coming from the United States, unless you are very, very lucky and that has never been a problem for you. But what we tell people all the time is when you arrive in Europe, keep going. Don't go take a nap, or don't, for heaven's sakes, call it a day and cozy in and start your day the next day. You'll never get used to the rhythm. You'll never get used to the sleep rhythm. And so we encourage you to do that. Well, by giving you that extra day, now you can, all right, here you go, hotel. Here's our bags. We're going to hit the ground running, and we're going to explore this fabulous city, and we're going to keep going. We're going to keep our Energizer Bunny going, because we definitely want to... you know, we want to keep that going. Or, again, you just fell so in love with the whole aspect of Europe. Maybe this is your first time ever doing it, that I wish we didn't have to go home, and now you can add on. And the beautiful thing about it is, take advantage of that free post or pre-night, and then stay in that hotel a couple more days as well. So lots and lots to do. Libby, I cannot tell you. Are you watching the talk and text line here?
I am.
Blowing up.
I am. You've got a lot coming in. So again, let's tell everybody again about what they need to do to get this information and to save as much as $500 per couple on select sailings and just all kinds of great deals.
Well, and are you also seeing, Libby, are you also seeing the free airfare from certain cities on certain sailings?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's deal. D as in David, E-A-L. D as in David, E-A-L. Deal. Type that in. This deal will come to you. And then I think this will just pique your interest. And then you have a Let's Connect button. And all you have to do is fill out the form and say, I want more information on Avalon Waterways River Cruises that Rose talked about on the air. And we will accommodate that.
And again, text the word DEAL, D-E-A-L, and where do you text it? Well, to 855-616-1620. That's the WTMJ talk and text line. And we are going to get to your questions. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray, 914 and 39 degrees at WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And I'm Libby Collins in for Dayton Kane. And we've got some questions coming in on the talk and text line, Rose, in addition to all those deals coming through. But here's somebody who is going on a transatlantic cruise, and they've got a back-to-back cruise on the same ship. First of all, they want to know, what is the weather on the Atlantic? And also, what's the protocol for staying on board?
Okay, so I sent a text to that texter, and I have not got the answer back, because my question to that texter was, what month are they traveling? So let's assume April through September. Let's assume that. We're going to assume they're not doing this in the winter, because most of the transatlantic crossings don't happen in the winter. So the average temperature in April, May, around where they're going to be probably departing from, is probably going to be in the 55 degree range. And maybe by the time they would get to New York, I would say they would be in the 60 degree range. While you're on the voyage, it can easily be, you know, cooler than that, for sure, because you're on a great big body of water. So I always say, if you're going to be out and about on the decks, you're going to need a wrap, for sure. And so during the day, it will probably be quite pleasant. And quite honestly, these ships sometimes slow it down during the day so everybody can be comfortable. And then they make up time at night because they know nobody's going to be uncomfortable on the deck. Now, with regard to the staying on board, they indicated that they're going to be changing cabins. So what will happen there is, the cabin stewards will be very happy to assist you in moving. And so this doesn't require one great big gigantic, oh my gosh, we've got to completely repack and then move to another cabin. They would literally, and I've seen this happen on a ship I was on, take your clothes that are hanging up and transport them on a, you know, those luggage trolleys, by hanging everything up on those and taking them over to the next cabin. So they're very, very accommodating in that regard. Now, you may be a neat freak and an organized person, and you may want to be very, very careful with all of your things. And you might say, I don't need the assistance, or I'd rather pack and unpack. So that can happen. But yeah, they will take very, very good care of you with regard to that.
Okay, well, here's Pat from Delafield, and she says after a Tulips and Windmills River cruise in a couple weeks, she and her husband are going to be spending several days in a number of cities. They want to take the train. They want to know about getting train tickets from places like Brussels to Antwerp, and also, how do they do it? I mean, how do they go about arranging all of those?
I have a very simple answer, Libby, very simple. Contact Fox World Travel.
There you go.
Because it's very, I will tell you, I took several classes some years ago. It was operated by Thomas Cook to learn about Rail Europe and to learn about how to go about booking rail tickets. It's a very complicated process. The other thing is you have to think in terms of, is a pass a better option for me than point-to-point tickets? And the only way to find that out is to do the work, to literally price out point-to-point-to-point tickets and then find out, is there a pass that is offered that would include all of the countries that I'm going to be visiting that would be less expensive? The way the pass works is exactly what it sounds like. It's an open pass for those countries. Now, that doesn't mean you don't make a reservation. It just means that they're giving you a discount because you're including several countries. Then the other thing to think about is, am I going second class? Am I going first class? And am I going to be reserving seats? As we age, Libby, as travelers, we don't like the unknown. Right. When we were young and we threw a backpack on and we ran all over Europe and never gave a thought to our train tickets, we just bought the tickets the day we needed them. That's one way to do this. But a better way to do this, especially when you are, you know, one of the kind of people like me and Libby, you want this all planned out. You don't want to leave anything to chance.
Not only that, because as you know, we were in Europe this past summer. We did take a train from Vienna to Salzburg. We had friends who were from Austria. They booked us in first class. There is a huge difference. It was worth every penny. And I'll tell you why. You get to stay in the first class lounge while you're waiting for your train.
Hey, that's a perk right there, isn't it?
It was. It was like, okay, this is the only way I'm taking trains in Europe from now on.
Right.
All right, we've got a lot more questions coming in with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show. And, of course, as always, if you want to get through on the WTMJ Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620, that's the number to call. And we'll take more questions, including one about Galapagos in Africa. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
And, of course, if you want to get through on the WTMJ talk and text line, that number is open right now at 855-616-1620. Got another question here, Rose. Is anywhere either in Africa or Galapagos on the schedule for a 2025 Fox Group tour?
Libby, this is the advantage of listening to the show every Saturday morning, because I am going to let everybody in on a little secret. Stay tuned for more information on 2025 Galapagos. That's Ooh. All I'm allowed to say.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, then let me ask you this, because you and I have talked off the air about this, because you know my dream trip is Africa. Haven't put it together yet, but I'm going to. And I know that you have tours that you've done in the past to Africa, but I think it's been in the news. We got to ask you this question, and that is the woman, I think it was last Saturday, who was on one of the safaris and was tragically killed when an elephant attacked their vehicle. I'm sure when you saw that, you were taken aback, but what is it as travelers that we need to know about how rare an instance this is?
You know, Libby, when you and I were emailing about the show and we talked about this topic, I did a little research, and this is something quite interesting. The likelihood of being killed on safari in Africa, this is the entire continent we're talking here, right? This is Zambia and South Africa and all the places that you could go on safari, is 1 in 80,000. The chances of getting hit by lightning is 1 in 15,300. And the likelihood of being in a car accident is 1 in 366.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So the likelihood of it happening is so rare. And I don't live my life like that. When I get on a plane or I get on a train, I don't think to myself, this may be the end. I should maybe, but I don't. I've been fortunate enough to be in South Africa on safari 3 times. And I will tell you, there was one incident where a bull elephant was being quite aggressive. And our amazing guide, Nico, and the amazing tracker that was on the front of our safari vehicle, who has a gun, I might add, maneuvered us away from it in record time, and nothing came of it. Now, it's my understanding that the reason this happened was because this guide had gotten the vehicle into an area where there was a great deal of foliage, and he was unable to maneuver the vehicle out of harm's way.
Yeah, wasn't there like a branch or something that was in front of them, and they were kind of stalled there?
That's right. And I have to tell you, I also saw the woman's son on Good Morning America today, and I also read the CNN account of this tragic event. And the family in no way is blaming the safari outfit or the guide. They actually posted pictures on social media of the trip that she had been on thus far and said she was 79 years old, she was active, and this was an unfortunate accident.
Yeah, it really was. But again, I got to tell you, that doesn't make me say I don't want to go to Africa.
Not me. And
still
after I
wanna
after I gave you those odds, you must feel better.
I'm fine. I'll tell you, that's the next big trip for me. I'll tell you that. All right. Well, we've got a lot more to talk about. And also, right before we go to news, let's tell everybody again about texting deal to the WTMJ talk and text line.
Right. So this is any 2024 Avalon River cruise that you want to, they will offer you a free complimentary post or pre-night stay at the disembarkation or the embarkation that the trip is going to be on. There are also some savings to be had, and there's also some free airfares. Now, you've got to be flexible because this is the airfare is on select sailing, so it's all about flexibility. But you find this out by texting the word DEAL to 855-616-1620.
And again, I'm going to repeat it, DEAL, D-E-A-L, to 855-616-1620. It's 9:30, and let's go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Rau. Jack.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane's taking today off. I'm Libby Collins. And of course, most importantly, we've got you on the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. And Rose, popular question, especially this time of year as people are looking at what they're going to be doing this summer. But when doing a cruise in Alaska, the Inside Passage for two adults, what are the key differences in the different cruise lines that you need to be aware of?
Excellent question. I love this question. As we know, I could spend the next 30 minutes talking about Alaska, but I won't. But here's the thing. There are almost every major cruise line does Alaska. To me, if you are doing just the Inside Passage, it's really all about what you're looking forward to on the days at sea. So the way an Inside Passage works is you're either typically going round trip from Seattle or round trip from Vancouver. And you're likely going to see ports of call that may include Skagway, Sitka, Juneau, Ketchikan. Likely there will be one day of glacier. It could be Endicott Glacier. It could be Hubbard Glacier. It could be Glacier Bay National Park. So that's it. There will be likely 2 days at sea. So the question is, what do you do on those 2 days at sea? If you are an active person or traveling with a family, you're going to need some things to do. And then that's the Royal Caribbean product. Again, I can't give any information to tell you that stay tuned for 2025. There is going to be likely a family-friendly group offered with Fox World Travel. And we're looking at Royal Caribbean because although you can't do the Flow Rider, which is where you are basically doing skiing, surfing, because that's a warm weather thing. You can still do rock climbing, and you can still do go-karts, and you can still do ice skating or roller skating, whichever they happen to offer at that time. There's more to do on the ship. If you're very comfortable just laying back and watching the beautiful scenery and all of those kinds of things, then a more grown-up ship might be for you. Maybe Royal Caribbean's big sister Celebrity might be the opportunity that you're looking for. You'll notice when Fox World Travel does our group departures, we are using, for the most part, Holland America. There's a reason for that. First of all, Colleen Allsburg, who is all things Alaska and is our Alaska guru, has worked with them for 30 years, and they are all things Alaska. The ships themselves were actually built for Alaska. The viewing decks are wider. The promenade is bigger. They have more permits to go into Glacier Bay National Park than any other cruise line.
Seriously?
Yep.
I was unaware of that.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. So Holland
Why is that?
Because of the relationship with the state of Alaska. Those are granted by the national parks. And so the next one is Princess. And Princess has a more glamorous feel to it. So if you were asking for my second recommendation, it would be Princess. Now, the other thing is, if you're doing land and Inside Passage, Holland America and Princess have that down to a science. Their land programs are amazing. When we do Denali, we are staying at the McKinley Chalets. We are staying at what are, in my mind, your idea of what staying in an Alaska chalet or hotel should be like. Their relationship with the park is remarkable. We have inside relationships where we get the early Tundra Wilderness tours. So there's so many things to factor in that I couldn't just randomly say one is better than the other. Everybody's looking to do something different in Alaska, and it's really in your best interest to fill out one of our Let's Connect forms and get an inquiry into Fox and let one of our Alaska experts. And you know, Libby, because we sell so much Alaska, every one of our advisors is well versed in Alaska.
I know you've been there a number of times. What is your favorite thing you've ever seen in Alaska?
I guess I have to stick with when I have seen Denali, formerly known as Mount McKinley, in all of her glory. I think it's a female, not a male, from absolute base to tip, base to summit. And it doesn't always happen. And we try not to promote that and make promises we can't keep, because Mother Nature is a cruel beast, and sometimes we think we're going to see it and we don't. But we have ways. We are in Denali two nights, so we give you more opportunities for a viewing. We will also help you book that fixed-wing plane so that you could get up close and personal if that's what you want to do. So I would say that is it. Another fun thing that I'm doing this summer, I'm taking a private group this year, which is why I'm not hosting one of the Fox groups, is we're golfing at Black Diamond. Probably one of the worst golf courses that we'll ever golf on, but there are stories of people having to chase moose off the greens and critters off the fairway before they can hit. So I'm looking very forward to that. So I love it. I didn't think I was going to love it in 2009 when I went the first time. And when I go this June on my 13th trip, we already know my 2025 is sold out. So I guess I'll keep going back.
I think a lot of people will want to go to Alaska based on your recommendation. All right, we've got Rose Gray here, and of course we've got lines open for you as we always do on the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. That number's 855-616-1620. Got more questions coming in, and also I want to ask you about those travelers that were stranded from a cruise and why that happened and what lessons are to be learned from it. That's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show. It's 9:40 and 39 degrees.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Oh, we've got a follow-up question about Alaska, Rose, and they want to know if they're doing a land and sea cruise, what are the pros and cons of going in June versus August or September?
Okay, so you'll notice when you look at all of the group tours that Fox World Travel does, we do June, July, or August, okay? There's a reason. You can start sailing as early as May 15th, and typically you can sail as late as the end of September. Just like so many things in travel, there's seasonalities here. The beginning of the season is May, and the end of the season is September. I would never dare to predict what the weather is going to be like, because it's crazy up there. And I think even our good friend Brian Niznanski from WTMJ would tell me, yes, I could never predict it up there. But statistically, June, July, and August are going to be the better weather season. The other reason is that I don't particularly care for September is because it's the end of the season. And anybody that has ever been to a seasonal destination, think Wisconsin Dells, think Door County, think Branson. If you go at the end of the season, you get that end of the season feeling. My example is this. You walk into the ice cream shop at any given place, and it used to say 25 flavors, and then it was crossed out and it said 14 flavors, and then it was crossed out and it said 7, and you're there the third week of September and there's 3 flavors left and they're not getting any more. Or you walk into the souvenir shop and you start looking for t-shirts. Everything is either smalls or extra larges. What happened to the mediums and the larges? They're gone. The tourists took them and they're not going to get any more. The other thing is they have seasonal workers. So these people are coming, they're either college students or they're coming from oftentimes Romania, Hungary, Eastern countries, Eastern European countries, and they've worked 6-day, 50-hour weeks for months, 3 months, 4 months. They're exhausted. So many of the college kids have already left. They leave middle to end of August, and now these people are doing double duty. And so I don't like that feeling. I want to have everybody fresh. I want the tours to go smoothly. I want my tour guides to be happy. I want my hospitality people in the restaurants to have good attitudes. And I'm not saying they all don't, for goodness sakes. I'm not trying to imply that. But what I'm saying is you get a better deal in September, but is it worth it?
And the Bears are still awake in the summer.
Exactly.
So you go there to see the Grizzlies, right? All right. I want to ask you this one real quick, because it was, again, another big news story this week about the travelers that apparently took an excursion. The boat left without them. But there's more to that story, because they weren't taking an excursion that was offered by the cruise line. Does that tell you anything?
That tells me everything. Now, there are certainly cases where I might suggest or have seen our guests take excursions that were not offered by the cruise line. It is absolutely no secret that when the cruise line gets into a contract agreement with the various tour operators, they need to make money on that, and they're going to increase the price somewhat. A perfect example is I was looking at the Kenai Fjords trip, which it's a national park, and you can book it right on the Kenai Fjords tours page. And it is exactly $25 more to book it on the Holland America site than it is to book it with the national park. And I think it's, you know, $199 versus $224, something like that. So now, you know, if you go off on that tour, Holland America knows where you are because they booked it. You got your ticket through Holland America. And we have seen in some cases where something has gone wrong. A vehicle broke down, equipment broke down, somebody got lost, and they were not about to leave one passenger in a jungle or on a mountain or whatever it might be. And so the cruise line will wait for you to some degree if it is a cruise, an excursion that was booked through the cruise line. The people you're referencing, and Libby, I've got to tell you, I was following that all along. They got very beat up on social media, because they were on social media, they were also on national television, and they clearly do not think they did anything wrong. They do not. They are completely blaming the cruise line for not waiting for them. People have to take into account, cruise lines have very strict regulations about what time they enter a port, what time they exit a port. They've got pilots standing by, and I don't mean airline pilots. I mean pilots on boats that come out and jump on the ship, because each captain can't possibly know what's happening on the floor of those ports. And so they've got port pilots that come in and take that, and all of that is timed out. And so if we're waiting and waiting and waiting for some people who took a shore excursion, not through the cruise line, they're probably going to be leaving. And I will tell you, I have seen people, I've watched people. It's sometimes a game to folks, and we shouldn't be laughing about it. But you can stand on the deck as you're about to disembark, and you can watch people running down the pier when you're on a Caribbean cruise, who went shopping, lost track of time, and now the ship is pulling away. And there are ways that those people can often get at least to the next port. These people that were stranded in Africa had some serious problems.
Oh, yeah. But I think the biggest problem was not booking it through the cruise line.
Exactly.
All right. We've got Rose Gray here. We're going to tell you again about Deal. That's coming up. A couple other questions coming from our fans. It's all ahead on the Fox World Travel Show.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Well, Rose, here's kind of an unusual question. I don't know that we've gotten this very often. And this is somebody who says their daughter wants to take her to South Korea at the end of summer. Never thought of going there before. Is it a good place? Is it an appealing destination?
You know, Libby, your first thought is Korea. You look at it collectively and you think, oh, no. But it's one of those countries where it is clearly divided north and south. And South Korea is a very popular destination with tourists from Asia. Now, it's huge. I mean, it's not geographically huge. It's populated. I think there's over 50 million people in South Korea.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. But I will tell you, one of the things that has actually made South Korea a destination that people have started inquiring about is K-pop. Do you know what K-pop is?
I do.
Okay.
I have a nephew who loves it.
Okay. Well, help me describe then to the listeners what K-pop is.
K-pop would be sort of a preteen thing.
Yeah.
Where it's very attractive, young, either male or female singers who do a lot of choreography, very cutesy, and it all originates in catchy songs, and it all originates in South Korea.
Yeah. And think boy band. Think
yeah.
Boys to Men.
Yeah.
Think, you know, NSYNC. Think,
oh, yeah.
Those kinds of things. So
think Hello Kitty.
Yes.
With the girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's become very, very popular. And there are some outstanding opportunities to see palaces, to see nature preserves, to see there's museums. There's so many beautiful, beautiful things to do there that there are. We have a number of companies that we work with that would offer a South Korea tour.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so it's becoming. Thank you, K-pop, for bringing this country into the minds of some people who would never have thought about that. So you think about Buddhist temples, and you think about fishing yeah. villages, and you think about all the places in Asia. This is similar to that, but just very, very populated
and very welcoming.
Very welcoming.
To Americans.
Oh, yes, very much so. We're just going to stay as far away from that border as possible.
Yeah, you don't need to go to North Korea.
No.
I think we learned that lesson. All right, Rose, we started out the show talking about this, and this is, it's all about deals.
Yeah.
And let's talk about this partnership that Fox has with Globus and Avalon Waterways.
It is. It's a phenomenal partnership, and just like when Eric is on from Siding Unlimited, they've got relationships with certain product partners. We've got relationships with some, and when they continue to perform the way that Globus family of brands, the parent company of Avalon Waterways, has, we're going to continue to work with them, because our customers come back and say what great service they've gotten, what great experiences they've gotten. I will tell you, if there is ever a problem or a glitch, and I would be foolish to try to let anybody listening believe that's never going to happen, they will fix it and they will make it right because Fox World Travel and Avalon Waterways and Globus Family of Brands work together to resolve those kinds of issues. So what they're doing right now is anything booked for 24, and there's still a lot of time in 24, doing an Avalon Waterway, you can get a pre or a post hotel, embarkation city, disembarkation city. There are some $500 off deals, and then there are some free airfare deals. Now, certainly that's on select sailings, and the deal for the pre and the post is on any 2024 new booking. So we got that. But if you are flexible and you are just looking for that great opportunity, this is the way you do it.
And what do you do?
You just text DEAL, D-E-A-L, to 855-616-1620.
And again, no S on that.
No.
It's just the word DEAL, D-E-A-L, 855-616-1620. It's the way to get all this information. And again, Rose, if we want to go anywhere in the world and we need a travel advisor to help us, how do we get in touch with Fox?
The absolute best thing you can do is, in addition to that text you're going to get that says Let's Connect, when you go to our website, in the very bottom corner, you're going to get Let's Connect. And if you forget that, in the top corner, it says Stay Connected. And then it says Contact Us. When you send us the preliminary information, you are doing yourself and your new best friend, the travel advisor from Fox, a big service. Because now we don't have to start with how many people, how old are they, what are your dates, that kind of a thing. Now, certainly there are people that are saying, I'm wide open. I've got this month available to me, and this is where I want to go. And we can work with that as well. But the more information you provide, the better we're going to be able to begin the process and start working with you.
Thanks a million. Rose Gray, always great to have you here. Text the word DEAL, D-E-A-L, to 855-616-1620.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.